I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Irving, just 24 years old, said it over and over again when he's healthy. A sensational offensive talent. Nearly falls, drives now, spins back, tough fallaway shot. It's good! Kyrie Irving! Another brilliant shot. It's a 10-point lead.
There were multiple postseason games and even finals games where Kyrie Irving was the best offensive player on the floor for Cleveland. They're going to miss his services. That was one of the ABC telecasts from this past postseason. LeBron James tweeting after the trade, Kyrie Irving going to Boston. Remember, we'd heard a lot of rumor that LeBron James was furious, and I'm sure that he was,
right,
when he got blindsided by Irving saying he wanted out. Quote, "That is the only way to be to the kid," he said about a video a fan put out basically endorsing and supporting Kyrie's time in Cleveland. "Special talent and guy. Nothing but respect, and what a ride it was for our 3 years together. Young goad. Hashtag filet," which is some inside joke between them, I guess. But LeBron James was taking the high road yesterday.
Right.
He should. His team, well, maybe it didn't get better right away, because I'm not convinced that it got better.
I think they did get better because of Jay Crowder.
I think it was a great trade. I think they got different, if that makes sense. Like, to me, they're going to miss Kyrie Irving's offense against Golden State, and they weren't going to beat Golden State this coming season with Kyrie Irving. I don't think they're going to beat them now with Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, and Ante Zizic. Like you, I like Crowder. But to me, why this deal made sense is the first-round pick, the saving of $29 million, and getting a guy in Crowder to make you tougher.
Yeah. So it put them in, I think, a slightly better position. I'm with you. They're not winning anyway, but you put yourself in contention in case, you know, Klay Thompson turns an ankle, or in case Kevin Durant's knee buckles, then maybe you can win in the finals. But to me, Kyrie wanted out. LeBron might leave. This is the best case scenario for Cleveland right here. Because if all the bad things happen, you got your rebuild kickstarted with a top five extra pick that's unprotected from Brooklyn. If LeBron doesn't bolt, again, you're in pretty good position. Kept yourself in contention. Everyone thought they were going to get a lot worse without Kyrie Irving, who wanted to leave. The last part I will say is they were a minus team. Cleveland, the second best team in basketball. They were a minus team with LeBron off the court and Kyrie on the court.
Yeah.
That's telling. Now, it doesn't tell the entire story. There's a million reasons. Is Kyrie playing with four bench Jags? Whatever. Point is, Kyrie wanting to, quote, carry a team and be a superstar, I've seen what that looks like. It's a 20-win Cleveland team that gets the number one overall pick.
Well, in fairness, when they got Anthony Bennett, better player now than he was then.
I think he's most of the same. An improved version of it.
He hasn't gotten better in his time in the league?
A gifted offensive player that doesn't really want to commit to play defense, not really a playmaker. Doesn't have Isaiah Thomas's playmaking ability. What you can do now is hopefully pace Isaiah Thomas and have him play with some second unit guys. Have him carry the offensive load and play make a little bit more than Kyrie ever could. They're different players.
He's in Boston with Brad Stevens now, and he stresses ball movement, and Kyrie to me is a ball stopper.
He is a ball stopper.
I'm not really sure how that marriage will work. I don't think he's the perfect fit for what Boston's trying to do. Cleveland's the best team in the East. Boston's the second best team in the East. And then really no one else is in the vicinity. The Wizards might be third or fourth. We'll get into what this means for the Wizards a little bit later in the show. But people want to weigh in on the phone, so let's get to them. 800-636-1067. Danny and I blown away by this mega deal.
Wow.
By the way, this is why NBA player movement is the best.
It's the best, Jerry. The best.
Nothing else like it. It's just something crazy waiting around every turn. Who saw this coming? Tom's in Manassas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Happy birthday day, Danny.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Yeah, I'm gonna echo everything y'all just said. I agree with a lot of it. I think this puts Cleveland further from Golden State. I'm not sold on Isaiah. I don't know. Maybe he had just a one-year wonder last year. We'll see. But they definitely got better defensively, so that keeps them atop of the East. And I'm with you, Boston. Is Kyrie going to fit? They lost a lot of that grit you were talking about, Danny, so I don't know if that's where that puts them. But I do think it opens the door for the Wizards, man. I feel better about playing Cleveland in a seven-game series.
Interesting. I don't know. I actually, again, maybe I'm on an island here, but I do think Cleveland got better just for this year.
Well, I think everyone loved the trade. to me, they didn't get worse. I guess I would say if they're better or worse over the course of the regular season, I would probably say they're a touch better. I think in a playoff game, it's hard to forget how often, and it's hard to move out of my mind, how regularly everyone stood around and watched Kyrie go to work. And without him, you could say Isaiah Thomas will do the same thing. I just haven't seen it with Cleveland.
Interesting.
So it's hard to say that he's going to replace him perfectly.
To me, it's the thing they need. That's why a couple years ago, they turned to Richard Jefferson to do this. You know, Golden State would do it with Andre Iguodala. It's this unsung hero, this, you know, this role that isn't that much fun for a guy that used to be a lot better than he is, whatever. They were all trying to emulate what Jay Crowder brings naturally. It's toughness, the ability to knock down an open shot, guard three or maybe four, sometimes five positions. If the other team goes really, really small, has a power forward at the four spot, and you want to run. I'm telling you, that addition is the sleepy, slept on, restful, blissful, zen sleep of this entire thing. So you could argue one way or the other for Irving or Isaiah Thomas. They're different players, but to me, I would take Isaiah Thomas over Kyrie Irving, but that's my own sort of partial view to that. So let's just say for the sake of argument, they're close to a wash. You get a first-round pick, a top-five pick probably, and Jay Crowder in the deal. To me, this is just such a masterstroke for Cleveland. I'm blown away by what they were able to get. Blown away.
My guy Jason Tatum from Boston.
And that's why Boston does this.
Is going to have a big year. And I don't know that this changes this, but I liked him more as a rookie before they went and got Kyrie Irving than I do now. I thought he was going to score 20 points a game. It's going to be a little bit harder to do that with Kyrie taking as many shots as he's going to.
And don't forget about Gordon Hayward playing the same spot. But right. They love Tatum, and they love Jaylen Brown, who's a real athletic guy who gave the Wizards some fits. More role for them. That was coming anyway, and they kind of cleared the deck to do that. So Boston dealt from a position of, we've got to move on from some guys. We don't want to answer this Isaiah Thomas question because it's going to get really awkward. So
they probably didn't want to pay him. I mean, he's so small and already so banged up, and he's constantly lifting himself up off the floor and nursing something that they said, this is not a guy we're going to max out.
The history for undersized point guards aging well is not good.
Sydney, hey, Market.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, bud.
Danny, I echo a lot of your sentiments, and I really believe that Isaiah is his output is equal to Kyrie, but how he gets his offense is better because he can do it within the scheme of the offense.
More efficient, yeah.
It's definitely more efficient. So I believe that Cleveland is better for 1 year because they will not re-sign Isaiah and LeBron may leave. And I think Boston is a better regular season team because their offensive output is going to be better. However, I think the Wizards definitely will go up a notch because of continuity, and Boston loses their defensive identity. It makes them easier to beat.
I definitely think that a matchup with Boston scares me a little bit less because I think they got worse defensively. And just from whatever those intangible gutsiness, gritty things are, those Crowder-type players, that
Crowder
core of this
Bradley.
Team's been ripped apart.
Yeah.
Brian, how are you?
I'm good, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, happy birthday, bud.
Thank you, pal.
Real quick, not only do I think it's a better trade for Cleveland, I think this puts Cleveland past Golden State.
Oof,
a lot of people are forgetting that. I know it sounds crazy, but a lot of people are forgetting that, you know, we got D. Rose. You know what I'm saying? And if we can get Kevin Love to commit to coming off the bench with D. Rose, I think that makes our bench better than Golden State's. And Isaiah Thomas is a facilitator. You know, our issue with beating Golden State was we had the better individual players, but they're a better team, you know, cohesively. You know what I'm saying? So if we can start playing team basketball, we have better players than Golden State. And
thanks, Brian.
I
don't buy the Derrick Rose having a big season thing. Like he's hanging on at the end of his career. To me, that's kind of a nothing acquisition.
He'll help him as a bench
piece. I just hope he shows up when he's supposed to and they can find him at all times.
Because
last year that was a problem.
I mean, he'll kill some minutes, especially in the regular season, to give guys a break. And I think he'll play make in the playoffs a little bit. So, but I don't buy that individually they got better players than Golden State. It'll be less isolation basketball probably, which I think is a good thing. I think that helps guys like Kevin Love. It'll certainly help guys, again, like Jay Crowder knock down open shots. They're going to get looks, man. I cannot stress how much I love this deal for Cleveland and how upset I am as a Wizards fan. I don't like it when they get good.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. You will not believe why a play-by-play broadcaster is not going to be on the call of a game he was scheduled to provide PBP for. We will discuss that next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.